I feel, yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, his glittering tower. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Oh, let others seek a home below, for I feel like traveling on. Oh, it flames before the waves outflow. I feel like traveling. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling. Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Oh, until God blessed home I see. I feel like traveling. Oh, yes, I feel. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling. Oh, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Amen. That's all it's out tonight. We want to go up higher. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the song in the street by and by. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen.
There's a land that is fairer than before, and by faith we can say it. Oh, for the Father, wait over the home to prepare us the dwelling place. Oh, in the sweet, in the, oh, in the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful floor in the sweet by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, we shall sing on that beautiful shore. Oh, the melodious songs of the blessed. Oh, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Oh, not a sigh for the blessing. Oh, in the sweet, in the sweet, in the sweet. Oh, by and by we shall meet on that beautiful. Oh, on that shore, in the sweet, in the sweet. Oh, by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore, to our bountiful Father respond. Oh, we will offer our tributes of praise. Oh, for the glorious gift of His death. Oh, and the blessing that follows, right there. on that beautiful. Oh, in the sweet, in the sweet. Oh, in the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet on that beautiful. Oh, in the sweet, in the sweet. Oh, in the sweet. Oh, by and by, we shall meet. Oh, on that shore, in the sweet. In the sweet by and by. Oh, we shall meet. On that beautiful shore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many answers call tonight? Amen. Let's sing the song. When the Savior call, I will answer. Let's worship Him tonight. Amen. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, for I will hear. Oh, when the Savior calls, I will answer. Somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening, I'll be somewhere listening for my precious name, or I'll be somewhere, oh, listening, I'll be somewhere listening. Is right, if my heart is right, when he calls me, oh, if my heart is right, I will hear. Will you hear Him tonight? Oh, if my heart is right, oh, when He calls.
I'll be somewhere Listen, all be somewhere. Listen, all be somewhere. Listen for my name. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you this evening. Yes, Lord, even this evening, Father, when you called, we heard our names, Lord. That's why we're here tonight, God. Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord, we know there is life, God. And Father, that's the day when inspiration striked. Oh, David, he said, your name is a mighty tower. It's a strong tower that the righteous run into it and they are saved. That same inspiration strike John the Baptist. And he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of this world. That same inspiration strike Peter. And he said, oh, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, what a name that we have, Lord. Father, we thank you that tonight, this evening, oh God, oh, your call, Lord, we have responded. And we have come, Lord, with all humility, Lord, with all godly fear, with all broken spirit and a contrite heart, Lord. That's our sacrifice, Lord Jesus, coming to hear from you, Lord Jesus. Father, tonight we want to pray, oh God, and we need inspiration from your word, oh God. So, Lord Jesus, even as we sit at your feet, O God, we ask that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will sweep over us, Lord, from the pulpit to the pews, to lift us up, Lord, above all our other problems, Lord. That, Lord, we will catch the glimpse of glorious bright and see, Lord, the blessings that, Lord, you have stored for us. So, Lord Jesus, tonight we surrender to you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Shall we sing one song again, a friendship with Jesus? Praise the Lord. He's more than friend to us. How many believe that? Amen. Let's sing that song before we read the word. Amen.
Start from the chorus.
Friendship with Jesus, yeah. Friendship with Jesus. Oh, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend of Jesus. Should ever have a friend like this to lead me to the sky.
Friendship
with Jesus, oh fellowship divine. What blessed sweet communion. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when the strength is in. A friend when I best feel. A friend who gives me joy and peace. A friend who will prevail.
Oh,
friendship with Jesus. Oh, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend to lead me in the dark. A friend who knows the way. A friend to steer my way. One prayer, a friend, my destiny
pays.
Oh, friendship with Jesus. Oh, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when sickness lays below. A friend when death draws near. A friend, I through the veil I go. A friend to help and cheer.
Oh, friend,
safe with Jesus. Oh, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Oh, Jesus is a friend of mine.
Oh, friendship,
Jesus, oh, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. My sister, please start giving me the first verse, the second verse. Let's go through, because it's something that it touched my heart this afternoon. I really know that tonight he's here, because our fellowship will mean nothing if he's not here with us. Amen. A friend of Jesus. Oh, what a bliss that one so weak as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to the sky. Amen. As weak as I am, I have someone who is stronger. Praise the Lord. Tonight. Amen. It's the second verse. A friend when other friendship ceases. A friend when others fail. A friend who gives me joy and peace. Amen. A friend who will prevail. Oh, other friendship will cease. Oh, they will disappoint. But his friendship will never. He will never disappoint us. Amen. Oh, the third verse. Oh, a friend to lead in the dark. Because he is the light. A friend who knows the way. Oh, without him, my brother, we are lost. A friend to steer my weak, frail back. Amen. A friend, my debts to pay. Oh, can we ever pay our debts? Never, my brother. But he paid everything on Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord. The next. He said, a friend when sickness lays me low. A friend when death draws near. Oh, a friend, as through the veil I go, a friend to help and to cheer. Oh, praise the Lord. When I'm sick, he's the healer. Amen. Oh, even if death comes, I know he's alive. He's the resurrection and the life. I will never die. Amen. And when I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they will comfort me. They will cheer me up. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. And the last one. Oh, he said, a friend when life's rough voyage is over. When it is finished here, we know there is somewhere. Oh, a better place to go. A friend when death is past. A friend to greet in heaven's shore. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. A friend when home at last. Amen. Forever to eternal life. Amen. Oh, praise God. Oh, we thank the Lord. Tonight we are here again. Amen. Amen. As kings and priests. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, and he has given us what? So much. And tonight we are going to, let's read our scripture first, and then we can hear from him. Amen. Turning again to Revelation 1, 5 and 6. And we shall read again 1 John 3, 2 and 3. First, let's listen to Revelation 3, 1, 5 and 6. Amen. He said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, said, unto him that loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. 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 He washed us, he loved us and washed us because we were what? Dirty. Praise the Lord. Amen. He washed us from our sins with his own blood. Verse 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Then our second reading, 1 John 3, 2 and 3. Praise the Lord. 1 John 3, 2 and 3. 1 John 2, verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Do you love it?
Amen.
Amen. We are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Amen. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord, tonight we hold this hope. Praise God. And we know that, Lord, we have already seen you and we are like you.
Amen.
That is the hope. That's what we are holding. That's our faith tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we've read your word, oh God. We pray the Lord Jesus, oh, you bless your word, oh God. Inspire us tonight, Lord. Lift us up, oh God, our utterances, Lord. We want it to come from the Holy Spirit, Lord. That all what, Lord, we will ask tonight, oh God, will be according to your will, oh Lord. What you have purposed for this church, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. Even committing our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. That, Lord, whatever we shall receive here, oh God, let it be their portion also where they are, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. My brethren, the thing is, when we look into the word of God, when we look into the promises of God, it looks like we have forfeited many things. Many, many things. It looks as if we have forfeited many, many things. We have not untapped, we have not tapped the privileges that are for us. Amen. And so sometimes the question that may come out is that, is God, has he cooled off in our season? Has the Lord cooled off? No, sir. It's absolutely no. Amen.
Amen.
Or has the life behind the word is no more? No, sir. As he said, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
His word stands. And so, it is we that have not tapped, praise God,
Amen.
All the promises that are in this word. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, the Lord says he has what? Given us something. It's in our mouth. And he wants us to proclaim them. Praise the Lord. Let us read a scripture from Psalm 8, 2. Psalm 8, 2. He said he has put something in our mouths. And that is what we are going to look into tonight. That, brethren, my sister, there is something in your mouth. God has placed it. Those are some of the privileges. Probably we are not tapping them. But tonight, oh, we are going to tap all those promises.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Amen. My brother, in our mouths, praise God, he has ordained strength because of the enemy. So that we will what? We will steal that enemy. That avenger, we will steal him. We will silence him. Praise God. My brother, the whole thing is, when you look at what? Mark 16 verse 17 also. He says what? He says, these signs shall follow them that believe. So brethren, all these things are there for us. Well, sometimes we will try to think that how the other people are thinking that the days of miracle are past. No, sir. The days of miracle is past? No, sir. We can't accept that. It is the devil that brings that kind of what statement. And as we heard the other day, Satan, devil, has no power.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. It is we that give him the power.
Amen.
By accepting what he tells us. Praise God.
Amen.
When the devil tells you that, the days of miracle is past, and you accept it, you have given the power to him. Then he says, now you see, it is impossible. Whilst the scripture says, all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Oh my.
Amen.
Satan tells you something. Refuse it.
Amen.
Don't accept it. Because when you accept it, he will give the power to him.
Amen.
Amen. He tells you this, your sickness, it will kill you. Say, hey, you lie. I have a healer.
Amen.
There is no cure for your sickness. You say, you are a liar.
Amen.
Satan, get behind me because I have a healer.
Amen.
But if you accept it, then he gets the power. And instead of you being all things are possible to you, now the devil says it's impossible. Because that's all what he holds. Against you and me, that nothing is what possible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let us not give Satan the power.
Amen.
By refusing whatever he says, we refuse it.
Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, what a high priest we have. And what a priesthood we are in also. Amen. And this priesthood is not what? It's not in the flesh, but it's in the what? It's in the heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. As the prophet said, the heart circumcised by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the other day, we were looking, last week, someone called to ask me about appearing. Amen. That he has appeared to us. He wanted to know the appearing and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I said, well, look, the prophet has the answer to this. Amen. Amen. So tonight, let us, because we are coming on that to bring out the power that God has given to us. Amen. So in the message book, Convince and Then Consent, preached in 1962 in Chicago, the prophet in paragraph 31, the prophet said, now John was sure that he was going to see the Messiah, as John the Baptist. He was sure that he was going to see the Messiah. And so he said, he is in our midst now. Amen. He is in our midst now, tonight. Then he said, there is a great big difference in the sign of Jesus appearing and then Jesus coming. Amen.
Amen.
So there is what? A great big difference in the sign of Jesus appearing and then Jesus coming. So there are two different words. Means two different things. The appearing of the Lord and the coming of the Lord. So now the appearing of the Lord is now. Amen. The appearing is now. Yes, sir. When he is appearing in his people,
that the appearing of the Lord is, and the coming of the Lord, okay. The appearing of the Lord is now. And when he is appearing in his people, his spirit is awakening among them, proving that it is him that is with them. Amen. Last week I was saying that, that scripture, it said, a little while, the world seeth me no more. A little while, but ye will see me, because I will be in you, and you in me, and I in the Father. Praise the Lord. And so, in this moment that we are in, he has appeared to us. Because he is in us. By the message that we are holding, that is the appearing of the Lord. Amen. And he said, now, the thing we have to do, if we can believe it, that is why he was saying here that every man that had this hope in him, he purified himself. Said, if we can believe it and be concerned about it, see, you must first be convinced that it is God. Well, then when we are convinced, then we are concerned. Then in another message, as perseverance, he said, did you know that the Bible speaks of the appearing of the Lord and also the coming of the Lord? It's two different works. Search it and find out if that's right. The appearing and then the coming are two different things. The appearing of the Lord is now. His appearing amongst his people. We see him in his name. We see him in the same works. Appearing his Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. But his coming will be a physical being. It will be what? It will to catch the church up. Amen. So now we are living at a time where he has appeared to us. Praise the Lord. That's why it has changed our lives. That's why there is a difference between a true believer and what? An ordinary Christian. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And the prophet said, of course, there will be a lot of impersonations. That's right. We expect that, but there is what? The real too. See? Before there come a bogus dollar, there has to be a real one. Amen. And always what? The bogus makes the real to what? To shine. Amen. 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 So in this our day, brethren, take it upon your heart. He has appeared to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we have seen him through the word, through the message that has transformed us, that has made us what we are today. That's why we don't believe in what? Trinity. That's why we don't baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because he has appeared to us and has shown us what the truth. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. So now tonight, we are going to find what he has laid upon our mouths. Amen. He said he had made us kings and priests. And David is our example of one who had been called to be a king. And the Bible says God gave what? A real testimony about David. He said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, hallelujah, which shall fulfill all my will. Amen. Amen. I found David, the son of Jesse, praise God, a man who is what? After mine own heart. And who will fulfill all my wills? Amen. He was called to be a king, knowing that he will fulfill every will of God. Amen. And so you and I have been even called what? Both king and priest, because God knows very well we will fulfill all his will. Amen. Oh, yes, sir.
He said when David was called, he said it was election. He was elected and called, anointed and placed, and positionally he was placed. My brother, we have been positionally placed as kings and priests. Amen. Amen. And it was what? Not we, but he calling us. That's why the prophet said, you are not a Christian by your own desire. Amen. You are a Christian by God's desire. Amen. God desired that you will be a king. You will be a priest. Praise God. Amen. It's a great privilege God has given to us. It has never been your will to be there. But he, it is his will that you should be a king. You should be a priest. And last week we got to know all many things about the priesthood office. And we found out that even we have a lot of what? Files on the in-tray, which needs to be what? Looked into. And then stamped and sealed and thrown into what? Into the out tray. Praise God. A lot of things in the church here that we need to pray about is in the in tray. Amen. Amen. People looking for documents. Brethren, we are supposed to want to pray for those people who are looking for documents. We need to take the burden upon ourselves. Amen. People are looking for the right job. Brethren, if we say we are the body of Christ, that Christ lives in our midst, then why should we lack? When we ask, we must receive. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brethren, that is the power that God has given to us. He has laid it upon our mouths. He said, no man can come unto me except the Father draws him. He has drawn us for a purpose. Amen. And we see that David, when he was positionally placed as king, he fulfilled all the will of God. Till even he wanted to build a house for him, he said, it's okay, it's okay. David, leave that one. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. He had done enough till God said, it's enough, David. For this one, leave that one. Praise God. See? Brethren, we have been called into that same office. Amen. Not even only a king, but a priest also. And we need to what? Fulfill the will of God. Amen. David proved it. He had dominion over all his enemies. Amen. Amen. And we have been made king and priest. We need to fulfill the will of God. And that's why we brought in Hezekiah along the line. Hezekiah also was called to be a king. Amen. And according to the Bible, he fulfilled the will of God just like what David. Let's read something from 2 Kings 18:2-7 about, let's go back and refresh our mind on Hezekiah again tonight. And then we will come to what the Lord has laid upon our mouths as what? As priests. The office of the priesthood. Amen. Amen. So that tonight we will know what we have and proclaim them tonight. Amen. Because the church is in need of many things. Amen. That we need to what? To make sure that no one is left behind. Amen. That we all move as one body. Praise God. Amen. Because the hand cannot just start going and say, I don't need the leg. The leg must go along with the hands. Praise God. That's the body of Christ. No member of the body must be left behind. Amen. 2 Kings 18. Starting from verse 2. He said, starting from verse 3. Hezekiah, he said, he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. When he was called to be what? A king. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He fulfilled what? The will of God. And even he said, according to all that David his father did. You get the point there. Amen. Just like David fulfilling all the will of God, Hezekiah also did the same thing. See? The things that were not right before God, he made sure that it never exists. He removed the high places, verse 4, and break the images, and cast down the groves, and break the, into pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days, the children of Israel did burn incense to it. You see? They were still worshiping it. It destroyed everything because the purpose which it had already worked, the purpose that it did has already passed. It has done its purpose and it has over. And now it is what? Looking unto the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Verse 5, he said, he trusted in the Lord God. That's one point, my brother. Where do you put your trust? See, one thing is that we got to trust in the Lord. Amen. In everything that we do. Let's put our trust in the Lord.
Amen.
So that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. Just look at that. Hezekiah. Praise the Lord. Trusted in the Lord in a way that no one, no other king before him or after him ever did the same. He fulfilled the will of God. Then verse 6 said he clave to the Lord. Oh yes, sir. He clave to him. Clave to him. That means day and night he meditated upon the Lord. Day and night. That's cleaving unto someone. Oh, yes, sir. And departed not from following him. But kept his commandment. That's the point there. Kept his commandment. That goes to show that obedience here. He was obedient toward the word of God. Every letter. Obedience. My brother, my sister. This one thing, we overlook a lot of things and we see that we think that it is okay. No, sir, it's never okay.
Amen.
Obedience to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever the message tells you, we've got to be obedient to it.
Amen.
You cannot trust one and then believe one and leave another. No, sir. God doesn't work in halves. Every word of God, he said, hangs what? Our destination. Praise God.
Amen.
So you cannot leave one and take another. We overlook many things and think that it's okay. My brother, my sister, our God, you cannot hide from him.
Amen.
You can't hide from him. Amen. He knows every secret of the thoughts and the intents of every heart. You cannot hide from him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's watch it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He kept his commandments. Let's keep the commandments of God. Let's keep all the principles of this message.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God is looking from us. Verse 7. And the Lord was with him. Because of this, the Lord was with him.
Amen.
And he prospered wheresoever he went forth. Anywhere he goes, there's prosperity. Whatever he touches is a blessing. Whatever he does, you see what God behind it. Oh, yes, sir. Because of that, the Lord was with him, and he prospered. Yes, sir. And then here is the place where I want us to watch closely. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria. Oh, yes, sir. The king of Assyria is a type of what? The Satan that is behind you. The devil that is behind you. The demons that are after you. He rebelled against the king of Assyria. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, I will never serve you anymore.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He refused to accept what the devil would tell him. The king of Assyria types what the devil, Satan, and he refused to serve him. He refused to accept whatever he says.
Amen.
And that's exactly what he did. Because the time when Hezekiah came to be the king, Israel, Judah, was what? Serving at the king of Assyria. But when he came, he said, this is the last. We will never serve you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We won't serve you anymore. The king of Assyria said, you won't serve me anymore. Then I'm going to destroy the whole of your cities. Praise the Lord. And you know what he did? He made what? He put a siege upon the cities. Upon the cities of what? Of Judah. And then he was sending messages to Hezekiah. Hezekiah, will you surrender? He said, I won't surrender. Many times he sent messengers upon messengers to what? To Hezekiah. See? Threatening. See, that's the work of what? Satan. He has no power.
Amen.
As long as your God is with you.
Amen.
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 Amen. It was all threats. Sending messages. Till the king of Assyria said, what kind of confidence this man has gotten. You see? When you stand on your word, you stand on your ground, Satan begins to, that's what he says. What confidence. This guy has got confidence. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read that place. Let's turn to 2 Kings. 2 Kings 18. If you have time, read all. Let's read something from verse 13 first. Verse 13. And now the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib, that's the king of Assyria, came up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. Then you just, when you read, you see what, then verse 19. And Rabshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah. He sent a messenger. Thus saith the great king, the king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trusteth? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Said, what confidence? What have you got that you trust in that thing? Praise the Lord. He said, that God that you are trusting in him can never save you. When you read the whole story, praise God. But Hezekiah stood his ground.
Amen.
He will not accept what the devil was trying to tell him. He will not accept it. My brother, my sister, don't accept anything the devil tells you.
Amen.
Don't accept it. Because when you accept it, you have given the power to him. If Hezekiah had accepted it, he would have given the power to what? Sennacherib. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't accept it. Refuse it.
Amen.
Don't give any power to him. He is powerless. It's we that give the power to him by accepting what he says. No, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Hezekiah refused. Amen. And God came in to confirm his testimony.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God came in to confirm it. He stood by his testimony. That's what we have today. He's seated at the right hand of God.
Amen.
Amen. Interceding upon every confession that we make.
Amen.
If we say yes, he also said yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He confirmed it. And so that day, Sennacherib said, okay, now let's attack. Tomorrow we are attacking what? The cities of Judah. That very night, God sent the angel of God into their camps and killed all of them. Praise the Lord. That is the work of God. Trusting in him. He trusted in him. And God fought his battle for him. He never, God said, look, these enemies, they can never throw even one arrow into the city. Amen. My brother, we should never accept what the devil tells us. He's powerless. Amen. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Amen. Now, coming to the priesthood now. Amen. Coming to the priesthood, what has the Lord laid upon our mouths? Amen. In the message book, the Seven Church Ages, Jeffersonville, 1954, paragraph 59, he said, in the Old Testament, now listen closely, in the Old Testament, he said, there was a veil that hung between the holy place and the holiest of holies. And only Aaron alone was to go in there once in a year. As last week we heard about it. When he's going there, he carries what? The names of the 12 tribes upon his shoulders. Amen. He carried them to the, what, to the presence of God. That's the very thing. As priesthood, as priests, in the hands of God, that's what we need to do. Praying for one another. Let's carry our brother problems upon our shoulders and go to his presence. Amen. Amen. And when you do that, God sees your own. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know all what your brother in this house he needs. Take him. Put him upon your shoulders. Amen. Amen. Upon your breastplate. And go to the presence of the Lord and present the brother, the sisters, what he's looking for. And the Lord will see to your own. Amen. Amen. He said he went there once in a year. But every man that came, became a priest, could have a bite or taste of the original manna. Let me just explain here a little. You know, when the children of Israel, in the wilderness, when they demanded, they wanted food, praise God. God said, okay, I will rain manna from heaven. So the very day that God rained manna from heaven, he instructed what Moses, that Moses take some of that manna and put them in a what? In a bowl and place it in the holiest of holies before the ark of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And so Moses instructed Aaron to take some of what? The first manna that fell, took some, put in the bowl, praise the Lord, and put it in the presence of God, in the holiest of holies. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying, the original manna. And this manna that was before the ark of God, as you all knew, you've heard it already, praise the Lord, it never what? It never go bad. It's always fresh. Every day it was always fresh. But the one that was falling outside, it falls one day. If you try to keep it for the other day, my brother, it will get spoiled. It is also only what? The daily manna. Amen. But this manna that went into the presence of God, it remained as what? Eternal something.
Amen.
And those that were falling outside, it was only on the sixth day that it fell what? A double portion. So that on the seventh day, they will not go out to go and pick. So you pick a double portion on the sixth day to eat the second portion on the seventh day. Amen. Yeah. Apart from that, you can never keep that one. But that one that was in the presence of God, it never finishes. Amen. And the prophet is saying that when you become a priest, you have the privilege of what? Of tasting of this original manna. Amen. When you become a priest, you have that privilege to taste a mouthful of it. And look at the number of priests that came through the generation. This manna never finished. It was still there. Amen. Oh, I could see some of the priests, maybe they went in. He would just really eat really good. Oh, hallelujah. But it never got finished. Yes, sir. And that's what the prophet is saying here. He said, But every man that became a priest could have a bite or take of the original manna that Moses and Aaron picked up on the first day the manna began to fall from heaven. And there, you see, every time, and after that generation, every generation that followed, as long as that Levitical priesthood would last, I suppose that every man that was eligible to become a priest, when he was ordained a priest, he had a perfect right. Amen. He had a perfect right to receive a mouthful of the original manna. We are coming to something. Amen. Anyone that has been called to be a priest, as long as you are a Levite and you are eligible, it has come to your turn to become a priest. You said, the prophet said, you have a perfect right. Amen. Amen. To receive a mouthful of the original manna. Amen. Amen. And then the prophet said, what a privilege that men would thought they would have when a man know that he was coming into the priesthood. He said, just imagine that I'm a Levite. Now as I'm growing, I have heard about that manna that is inside there. And I know that when I reach my priesthood, I'm going to taste of it. He said, just imagine the way how the person will feel. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. And he said, when the man know that he was coming into the priesthood and he was going to get a mouthful of the supernatural baked. Now listen. He's going to get a mouthful of all the supernatural baked. The supernatural stirred up. The supernatural food that come from God out of heaven and had been kept supernaturally. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he said, now the whole ministry is supernatural. Amen. The whole ministry is what? Supernatural. So how can the people ever say that they are Christians and deny the supernatural? The whole ministry is supernatural. And so if you are a Christian, how can you deny the supernatural? We are talking about supernatural. Amen. Amen. That when you lay hands upon the sick, they go to receive their healing. Amen. Amen. The whole ministry is a supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. And now he said, listen, a beautiful type is what? He said, in them days, unless you are in the lineage of what? The Levites, that you can get that opportunity. But in this our day, amen. It's not a question that you are a Levite or I'm a Levite. But he said, whosoever will. Whosoever will. Let him be. Praise God. Whosoever will. You can take up what the priesthood. Amen. It is there. And what is this? It is according to, in the past it was by birth. Levite. And this day also is the same birth that's when you are born again. Amen. And the prophet said this original manna is the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 And this manna, original manna, he said is what? Supernatural baked. Supernatural stirred up. Supernatural food. Amen. Which has been kept supernaturally. And the whole ministry is supernatural. Oh, praise God. And so, you and I, it is when whosoever will. Amen. And now, the Lord has made you and I kings and priests. Oh, praise God. According to his own purpose. According to his own will. He's made you. The thing is for you to accept. Amen. to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then this supernatural baked is in your mouth. This supernatural stir up is in your mouth. This supernatural food is in your mouth. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. As we read in what? Psalm 8, 2. That he has ordained your mouth. Praise the Lord. He has ordained your mouth. And the last message Moses preached to the children of Israel. Let's read that in Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 14. Something is in your mouth. Supernatural baked. Supernatural stirred up. Supernatural food. That is what you are eating. Amen. Because of your position as a priest. Amen. Oh, that is what you are eating, my brother. He said, this manna is the Holy Spirit. He said, for the commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou should say, who shall go up for us in heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. He said, neither is it beyond the sea, that thou should say, who should go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto you. In thy mouth, amen. Amen. In thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Oh, praise God. It is in your mouth, my brother. The supernatural baked, the supernatural stirred up, the supernatural food, the Holy Spirit, amen, is what is not hidden. It is not in heaven that someone had to go and bring it down. It is not over the behind the seas for someone to go and bring it. But it is near you. It is here with you. Yes. Praise God. It's in your mouth. Now he said, take it and do it. Do what? Do the work of God. Yes. Speak it, my brother. Yes. Speak it. Amen. Amen. It's in your mouth. Your mouth has been ordained. Because of what? Because of your enemies. You have the power and authority, my brother. As the prophet said, he said, what a privilege that men will be thinking that now I'm coming to the priesthood and I'm going to what? I'm going to receive this mouthful of what? Supernatural baked, supernatural stirred up, supernatural food. Amen. You are going to taste it. It's in your mouth. Amen. The power of God is in your mouth. And you are supposed to what? To speak it. Do it. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. You have power and authority over every works of Satan, my brother. Tonight, he said the whole ministry is a supernatural. But why are we not seeing it? Has God cooled off? No, sir. He has not cooled off. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Then why? Amen. Why? My brother, let's not forget what Pastor was preaching last time. If it is not working, then something is wrong. Praise the Lord. If it is not working, then something is not what? Is not in the right way. We have not what? Broken the high places. Yes, sir. We are still holding on to some high places. And the prophet said, the high places dwells with wickedness. Spiritual wickedness. Praise the Lord. We have not broken them. The images are still standing in our lives. We are still, what? Still with our past. Oh, my. They were still what? Worshipping what? The brazen serpent. Something that was past and gone. Your former life, you are still holding on to it. Then how can the supernatural begin to work? Amen. Any garment of Babylonians must be what? Must be taken out from the camp. Then we shall see truly, because God's word is always true. Amen. Brethren, we need to what? Be sincere to one another. Amen. We are a body. Let us not hide what? Iniquity in our hearts. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us be honest with what? One another. Let us be what? Sincere to one another. Let us what? Do the work of God. It's in your mouth. Praise the Lord. It's in your mouth. And when you open your mouth, let it be what? Grace. Amen. Let it be oracles. Amen. Amen. We need to make sure that every work, every need of this house, everyone will receive his own. Amen. Amen. Oh, aren't you feeling for your brother? Who hasn't got his document and is still struggling? Aren't you feeling for him? Amen. Feeling for her? Your brother looking for a job. Aren't you feeling? You don't have the feeling for him. Why should we hold on to what? Babylonian things still in the camp. That is what? Withholding the work of God to move in the house. Oh, praise God. Amen. Some pastor was preaching it. Amen. Brethren, the supernatural, we have it in our mouth. To use it to so that his name will be glorified. Amen. So that everyone see the church and see it as what? See us as what? A church without blemish. Amen. A church without spot. A church without wrinkle. A holy church. Amen. That is what he said. I will present to myself. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, the supernatural is in our mouths. The supernatural baked is in our mouths. Amen. The supernatural stirred up. See? Something that can stir up. Oh, amen. It's in your mouth. You can stir up. Amen. This church, one person, because God will need even one person Amen. To stir up the whole church. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. It is in your mouth. Stir something up in the church. Amen. God never called you to come and warm the what? To come and warm the seat. But he called you for a purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stir up. Supernatural food is in your mouth. Give it out. Amen. The whole ministry is supernatural. Then why are we, that, as the pastor preached, Gideon, why then, if God be with us, then why all these happening unto us? Why people are still in the church that cannot receive? My brother, look at our brother David here. My brother, look at it closely. Amen. Look at it closely. His eyesight is not good. And he's seated amongst what? True believers of the children of God. You can't take your brother into prayer. Because you are what? You have not gotten yourself into that supernatural spirit. Oh my. Look at. Comes here, you don't, can't you feel something for him? Amen. Praise the Lord. These are some of the things that are in the entry of what? The priesthood office. Amen. That we need to what? Tackle. Amen. We have all the power and authority to make it happen because he has not changed. Amen. That God will restore our brother's sight. Yes, yes, it can happen. Yes. I believe it. Amen. With all my heart, I believe it. Amen. to be a testimony that God is in our midst.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, do you all believe it?
Amen.
With one faith, brethren.
Amen.
We cannot leave our brother behind.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. The supernatural, the whole ministry is supernatural. Because he said, I will establish my church and the gates of hell can never prevail against it.
Amen.
And this is one of the gates. Why should it prevail against us?
Amen.
Brethren, let us be serious.
Amen.
Let us be serious. Every need of this church. Let us always come every Sunday hearing what? Testimonies to the glory of God.
Amen.
The Lord has done this. The Lord has done that. The Lord has done this. Amen.
Amen.
That proves that the Lord is in the midst of his church.
Amen.
That every Babylonian garments and every Achanic spirits and everything is not in the church here.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's call love. Oh my.
Amen.
Let love reign, my brother.
Amen.
Let's love one another.
Amen.
With the deepest of all. Let's love one another. It's all about the word love.
Amen.
Let's love one another. And love alone, you see how it will, what it will project to.
Amen.
Love alone. Love alone. Amen.
Amen.
Can heal even our brother.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, how do you see our sister always seated at the corner here? You know very well what she needs. She needs a cry of baby in her house. We look at her every Sunday, every weekend. How many of us have on our own taken her into our hearts to pray for her? Say, ask yourself. You see where we are lacking. Supernatural. The whole ministry is supernatural. My brother is needing work. Chasing everywhere, not working. How long, how many times have you taken that to your brother into prayer? Brethren, the sense of what? Prayer. Praise the Lord. How many believe in him that he's here tonight? God richly bless you. God richly bless you. Tonight, we're going to pray. Praise the Lord. Our time is very close. Only I use the time to really stir you up so that when we go back to our closets, we will continue the prayer, praying for one another. Amen. So tonight, brother, will you come? Tonight, brethren, let us remember one another in prayer. Let's carry the burden of one another. Amen. If there is anything that you need to, in your own way, you want to confess also. Speak to your Lord. Praise the Lord. If there is anything that is still hanging around, speak to the Lord. Say, Lord, I surrender all. I want to be part of the supernatural ministry to see that your church, as you said, the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. We thank the Lord. You see a church that is moving with what? With power. We all come and we see the joy that is written on everybody's face because the Lord is working through us. Amen.
Amen.
What song do you have so that we put ourselves into prayer tonight?
We still know that I am God. Amen. that I am God, who be still and know that I
singing,
I pour
raise up
my
your
trust,
soul, your spirit, your heart, everything that is in you,
Lord,
even as you are singing,
for I pour
let your heart
my
be tend to him in prayer,
or in
oh yes,
Lord,
with the words, let the words penetrate into your heart. That Lord, I put my trust. Oh yes, I know that Lord, you are God. That healeth me. You are the one that heals your church. That holds your own church, oh God. Oh yes.
Let's be
just like Aaron going toward the presence of the Lord.
I am the Lord.
Carrying the names of the children of Israel upon his shoulders. Let's do it, brethren. Let's do it. Have dominion over every works of Satan.
Oh, Lord,
tonight, refuse. Refuse for your brother. Refuse for your sister. That Satan says he had a blur eyesight. He said, no, my brother can see. My brother can see. Satan, I take the power out of your hand tonight. Restore my brother's eye. Let us all pray this moment, my brother. Let the Holy Spirit now, the supernatural, the ministry is all about supernatural. That's where the ministry is. It's a supernatural. And the supernatural, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, we shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. In my name, we will cast out demons. In my name, we will restore all what the palmer worm, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the locusts have eaten. In his name, we can restore. Oh, yes. Perfect right. And proclaim, Lord Jesus, that of the truth, Lord. Our utterances not from us, Lord. But we know that your spirit that is reigning now, this very hour, when we can see we are in the time of your appearing to us, making it possible that the things that you did, we shall do also, even greater than you did, O Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are looking at every sickness, disease, whatever be it in this house. We believe in the name of Jesus Christ that there is a restoration already. We can't accept it from the devil. We can't give that power to him. We've taken the power back from him, leaving him powerless. Yes, Lord Jesus, yes. Let your healing now sweep over the whole church, both physical and spiritual. Where we need healing, Lord, heal us, Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I send my word, and I heal my disease. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. Oh, I send my word, and I heal your disease. Oh, yes, Lord, you are speaking to us now. I am the Lord, your healer. Lord, now we want to respond. Oh, you are the Lord, oh, that healeth me. Oh, you are the Lord, oh, my healer. Oh, you sent your word, oh, and you heal my disease. We respond again, oh, oh, you are the Lord, oh, that healeth me, oh, you are the God, oh, my healer, oh, you send your word, oh, and you heal my disease. Lord Jesus, as we commit our precious brother, O David, into your hands, Lord, Father, tonight, we know the Lord, his eyes, is already been restored. And as you said, I am the Lord, oh, that healeth. Yes, Lord, we are listening to you. Oh, I am the Lord, oh, your healer. Send my word, oh, and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, oh, your healer. How many believe that tonight he has done his work amongst us? So we shall pray once again, just thanking him, the Lord, tonight. Every utterance that we have, oh, committed, Lord, we know that, Lord Jesus, is what, Lord, you have preserved for us.
And it has never come from us, Lord. What you want your church to do tonight, we have done it, Lord, according to your will, Lord. And so, Lord Jesus, we want to perform all your will, O God. And tonight is one of it, Lord Jesus, to pray for one another, O God. That is your will, O Lord Jesus. And so tonight, O God, we've done it according to your word, O God. And Lord Jesus, anything done according to your purpose, Lord, will never fail. It will never return to us void, Lord. We know that, Lord, you accomplish it, Lord. And even now, we know that it's already established, Lord. Looking at your promises, Lord, that, Father, the church is a supernatural, Lord. Build upon the supernatural. Oh, as the prophet said, all the ministry is a supernatural ministry. Lord, we know that, oh God, the gates of hell can never prevail against us. That's where our faith is anchored tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. That every utterance tonight, Lord Jesus, has already been established, Lord. And so let us all now raise our hands and say, Lord, we thank you, God, that you have answered our prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you the glory, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we know that, Lord, we never came here, Lord, on our own, Father. Because your word tells us that no one can approach unto you except the Father who has drawn him, Lord. And tonight, Lord, as even we sang that, Lord Jesus, oh, you called us and we heard our names and we came tonight, Lord. And Father, you've brought, Lord, your word upon us. Oh, to show that the devil has no power over us. Oh, it's only we that, oh, when we accept his words, then we have given power to him. Tonight, Lord, we will withdraw every statement, Lord Jesus, whatever he has said about our brother, about our sister, about all the children. Oh, we refuse them in the name of Jesus Christ. We take back the power from the hands of Satan. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the victory. We know the Lord is established. It will never return to us void. Blessed be your name. Oh, that great name. Blessed be to it. Glory be to your name, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. We shall sing the song, Victory is Mine. Amen. And after it, we shall ask our precious brother Mike to come and close us in prayer. Victory is mine. Let's sing that song because we know victory has already been won. Let us all stand and clap our hands because we know that the Lord has won the battle for us. He fought for Ezekiel, yeah. And he's here tonight. He fought our battle also. Yeah. That's where my faith is anchored. That's where your faith is anchored. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is true. He's true. How many believe that?
Amen.
Victory is mine.
Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory today is mine.
Oh, I told him.
I told Satan, get behind me.
Oh, victory today is mine.
Victory.
Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Oh, joy today is mine. Oh, I told him, I told him get behind me. Oh, for joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, for I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Oh, is mine. Oh, healing, healing today is mine. Oh, poor I chose Satan to get behind. Because healing today is mine. Oh, rest is mine. Rest is mine. Rest. Oh, rest, rest, today is mine, it is yours. For I told Satan to get behind me. For rest, today is mine. Oh, victory tonight, victory is mine. Oh, victory, oh, victory, victory today. Is mine. Oh, for I told Satan who kept behind me, for victory today is mine.
Shall we pray? Most precious Heavenly Father, how we thank you, Lord, for coming into our midst tonight, Lord. And now we thank you for bringing us into remembrance of who we are, O God. Amen. That the Bible tells us that if you are for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
The devil knows this, Lord.
Yes.
And he's just a bluff.
Amen.
He's just a scarecrow, O God.
Yes.
And thank you for reminding us of our position tonight, O God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for attending to our prayer.
Yes.
And thank you for driving the devil out of our midst,
Amen.
Oh, Father. Thank you for the victory tonight, Lord. Yes. Oh, Lord, we bless your name so much.
Amen.
Indeed, you are a faithful God.
Yes.
And indeed, you are a prayer-answering God.
Yes.
And we thank you for moving your hand in our midst, oh,
yes.
God. Father, we know, Lord, the only thing that can prevent your move in our midst, Lord, is when there's a sin in the camp.
Yes.
Lord, the only thing that can prevent your shout in the camp, Lord, is when there's an Achan in our midst, O God.
Yes.
When you have hidden any Babylonian garment in our midst, O God.
Mm.
When there's a gold wedge in our midst,
Mm.
O God. Tonight, Lord, we pray as a church, O God. And we call upon thy name, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, be merciful unto your people, Father.
Yes.
And any Babylonian garment in our midst, Lord, may you unveil them all, O God.
Yes.
And Lord, help us to uproot them all.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For Satan has secretly, Lord, entered into the midst of your people and planted Babylonian garments in our midst. But Father, we are calling upon thy name tonight,
Amen.
O God. O Lord, uproot them all.
Amen.
And let us hear your shout once
Amen.
Again. Let us hear the shout of the king in the camp
Yes.
one more time, O God. And let us begin to receive miracles, Lord,
Amen.
And breakthroughs, Father,
Amen.
And testimonies, O God,
Amen.
As we used to do before, O God.
Yes.
And we know that tonight is the beginning.
Amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Father, that we know that, Lord, we'll be coming here very soon, Lord, with testimonies upon testimonies,
Amen.
Lord. As we used to do previously, Father, Lord, every Sunday, giving you testimonies, Lord,
Amen.
Oh, as to what you have done in our lives, Father. Satan, you are a liar.
Amen.
Satan, you are a defeater.
Amen.
Tonight, Satan, I remind you and I command you to look back 2,000 years ago
Amen.
On the cross of Calvary
Amen.
Where your powers were broken,
Amen.
Where your powers
Amen.
Were destroyed,
Amen.
where you were given authority over you.
Amen.
Tonight, you are a liar.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
We bind you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we drive you out. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ, we drive you out.
Amen.
We take control over you tonight, Satan. And we put you under our feet.
Amen.
We put you under our control.
Amen.
You shan't operate in our midst again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for the freedom.
Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you for the healings.
Amen.
Thank you for the breakthroughs.
Amen.
Thank you for the testimony on the way coming, O God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thy
yes.
name shall be glorified.
Amen.
And thy name shall be praised, O God.
Amen.
Let this fire continue to burn in our hearts, Lord, as we come back here on Friday, Father.
Yes.
Put us on fire,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
Let us be on our alert, O God.
Amen.
We come to continue the battle one
Amen.
More time, Father. For we have taken our position once again, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O God.
Amen.
bless our journey back home tonight, Father. Yes, our brethren who aren't here, wherever they are, we commit them all into your hands, God.
Yes, Lord.
Our pastor and his family, may you bless them, I pray, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We commit our brother Maso into your hands, O God. Yes. Continue to refill him, O Lord, and energize him, I pray, and anoint his lips, Father. And when he stands here, Lord, you shall continue to use him, O God, to be a blessing unto us. Father, bless us all, our visitors within our doors. May you bless each and every one, O God. We pray that, Lord, we shall come back here on Sunday, giving you testimonies, O God, and saying this is what the Lord has done for us, Father. Lord, the devil has been defeated once again. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
We've got the power. Amen.